Texas Parks and Wildlife Executive Director Carter Smith put out the call in a video on Tuesday.
Your state parks need our help now more than ever. Record drought, devastating wildfires, associated declines in park visitation and revenue have created a real sense of urgency in a time of critical need for your state parks.
The drought, wildfires, and decline in visitors comes on the heels of state budget cuts, too. The legislature cut more than 20% from the agency's two-year budget that began in September.
Well, obviously, if there were, you know, generous funding coming, they could help go past the crunch.
Janice Bazanson is the executive director of the Texas Conservation Alliance. She says the drought and the fires are the primary problem right now, but the situation also highlights a perennial problem.
I think Texas has historically underfunded their state parks. We need to be putting money into infrastructure. We need to be keeping the parks in, you know, tip-top shape, because that will increase usership.
To mitigate the impact of this year's budget cuts, the agency sought to increase revenue from user fees. That didn't happen thanks to a really hot summer and the wildfires. $3 million of the $4.6 million being sought in donations is from user fees that didn't materialize. That reliance on fees raises some questions about whether the parks need a more stable source of funding. George Bristol is president of the Texas Coalition for Conservation. He's also the chairman of the State Park Advisory Committee. He points to sales taxes collected on sporting goods, which was supposed to be a funding stream for state parks, but lawmakers have consistently diverted much of that money to other things.
I and others have thought for a long time that the legislature needed to more formalize the funds from the sporting goods tax with a constitutional amendment that would protect those funds that are supposed to flow to state parks from the sporting goods tax.
Donations to the parks can be made in two ways. Vehicle owners whose registration expires next month or later can check a box on their renewal form and send an extra $5 that goes to the parks. Or donations can be made through the Parks and Wildlife Foundation. Of course, the best way to contribute, they say, is just to visit a state park. Matt Largie, KUT News.